David sat at the bus terminal bench, hugging his backpack to his chest. Even though it was summer, the air was still chilly. The excitement of running away faded away after two long bus rides. Now, he was tired. The next bus ride was 8 hours long overnight. Hopefully, he could get some sleep. He had chosen the destination to try to get as far away as possible, but he was starting to regret taking such a long trip. At 10 p.m. sharp, a large bus pulled into the loading zone. David took a deep breath, the last one. As David stepped into the bus, the driver greeted him with a slight nod. David handed him a ticket and made his way to the back. A few people were already boarded from previous stops, but the back of the bus was empty. David had been avoiding people as much as possible, on account that he didn't want somebody to recognize him within a few hours of running away. He used his brother's hat to hide his features as much as possible. After placing his bag in the compartment above, David settled in his seat and put headphones on. The music helped him forget what happened to Carl. David smiled cynically as he adjusted his brother's hat. No, it was impossible to forget what happened. Only one other passenger entered the bus. He appeared to be in his early 20s and slightly overweight. His black hair was a little messy, and it looked like he hadn't changed his clothes for a few days. David assumed he barely caught the bus since he was breathing heavily. Regrettably, the new passenger made his way to the back of the bus near David. He had a fairly large bag. He was trying to fit it in the overhead compartment but was failing. An annoyed bus driver was staring through the rearview mirror. David sighed as he slipped his headphones around his neck and stood up. "Here, let me help with that," David said. "Oh, thanks, man," the guy said. Within a few moments of pushing and stuffing, the two of them were able to make the bag fit. David made his way back to his seat, and the other guy sat across the row. The bus's engine started, and they started to move. "You're a lifesaver. My name's Sam." Sam held out his hand to shake. David shook it. "David, it wasn't a problem at all. I just wanted to get going." As they released hands, Sam flexed his hand and looked at it strangely. "Sorry, I think my hand just fell asleep. Anyway, yeah, I hear you. I'm ready to be done with these long bus rides." "So, where are you headed? You seem a little young to be traveling by yourself."
"I'm 16. I'm not that young," David said.
Sam held up his hands in apology. "Well, I'm just visiting my relatives for the summer. What about you?" Sam stretched as he got more comfortable in his chair. "I just graduated from college and I've got a job lined up." Sam let out a huge yawn. "I'm going to try to get some shut-eye. Nice to meet you, David." "Likewise. Good night." David put his headphones back on and moved to the seat next to the window. He pushed his seat back so it was almost horizontal. He shifted around, trying to find a comfortable position as thoughts of his brother transforming into a girl kept on flowing through his head. Sam woke up as the bus hit a bump. He groggily checked the time and groaned. 2 a.m. He still had 6 hours left. He needed sleep, but he could never get much rest while traveling. He felt his stomach rumble a bit. Now was a good time as ever to grab a snack. As he stood up, he felt something was a little off. His clothes seemed to be a size too big. Sam had never considered himself fat, but he wasn't skinny either. Thinking it was caused by the stress of traveling, Sam tightened his belt buckle and reached up to his bag to secure his snacks. He worked quietly so he wouldn't wake up the kid across the row from him. After Sam finished his food, he tried to get some more rest. However, after a half hour of restlessness, Sam realized he wouldn't be able to get back to sleep anytime soon. He got up to try his luck in a different seat. As he walked to the very back, he realized his clothes no longer felt loose. They felt tighter than they were before. He shook his head in confusion. He must be really tired. His legs also wobbled a bit, but he figured it was due to the shaking of the moving bus. After sitting in a random seat, he pulled out his phone to play games, hoping it would either pass time or make him tired. As he played, something kept on brushing past his ears. It was his hair. Usually he kept it fairly short, but it had been a few months since he had gotten a haircut. He made a mental note to get it cut before his first day on the job. It didn't take long for Sam to get bored with the phone games. His mind and body were exhausted, but he couldn't sleep. It was like starving with food in front of him but not having the appetite to eat. On top of that,